Hi, and welcome to the very first episode of Lifestyle and Living, the podcast that celebrates the young at heart and invites you to explore a world of adventure, wellness, and personal growth. I'm your host, Pete George, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you along on this journey. So, just a little bit about me. I've been in many varying roles, from sales to running my own photography business. So there's a fair bit of knowledge there in between. I enjoy politics, cooking, travel, photography still. Doing this sort of thing, helping people with technology. So it's going to be a wide gamut of topics for you to partake on in the lifestyle and living environment. One of the reasons I'm doing this is I'm just about to embark on something that I haven't done for a long time. That's to get myself into a bit of shape. Playing AFL football has damaged my neck, my back, my hips, my knees, my shoulders. And instead of trying to improve that, I neglected that. So one of the things I'd never thought I'd have to live by, and I read a fair bit of business type and inspirational books, and this is from Peter Voogd, young fellow, quite inspirational, and there was a quote that I picked up from him from his 6 months to six figures book, and that is, those who don't make time for exercise will eventually have time to make time for illness. And that's what I've done to myself. Instead of looking after my body, I've crawled up in a little ball and made it worse, overweight, affects you mentally, physically, and all that kind of whiz-bang awful stuff. So I'm embarking on a regime fairly soon that will get me going. So fairly soon is next week. Because I already eat pretty well, not as in excess or anything like that, but healthily. So there's a few things that'll be added in, and you'll see them over time. The other part to lifestyle and living will be reviews of places we go. And that's where we encourage you to become part of the community and share your reviews. Share our tips and tricks for travel and photography and living life to the fullest as we can. I'll be doing it from an Australian perspective, and hopefully over time we can build an audience where we get it from around the world. So a shout out to one man, and hopefully he listens to this, and that's Don LaChance, for always pointing me in the right direction. So that's my little bit in here. Hopefully he listens. Until next time, stay curious, stay adventurous, and stay young at heart. That's our little motto. And as I always say, every day above ground's a good day. So thank you for being patient enough to get to the end of this and then embark on many more to come. So once again, thanks for listening, watching, whichever platform you prefer to learn, prosper, and have a bit of fun.